WA4NGU.
W9BN, W9BN, KF9U, Williamston, Michigan. Looks like the Madison repeaters are all down, Ray. Anyway, you can grab into this one. W9BN, W9BN, KF9U.
KN4VWA, W4NGU.
Take my time and keep it all day.
maybe trim some, actually, I got some limbs I could trim with that thing. But if you hear of anybody, let me know.
I'll definitely do it. Yeah, that thing works good. Yeah, matter of fact, by the end of the evening, I was running that thing up and down like it was nothing. And hey, it was no problem. And I kind of got used to the height up there too.
Nice to deal with.
They're decent. It's that King Hardware right there on the corner as you come into town on 64. Kind of across from the police department, government building there.
Just don't have much use to have one of those hanging around the house, but it sure would be neat. If they're built there in Greer.
How about that? But I tell you what, if I ever hit the lottery, Bubba, I'll have me a skid steer, a backhoe, a track hoe, and one of these bucket lifts. I guarantee.
Justifiably be the wild man at that point.
I tell you what. You know, I'd have to charge a little something for dragging it out, fuel, and getting it back and forth, but I'd definitely be the tower man, wouldn't I?
Would. I wonder what is the minimum thickness for those plates on the bottom of your BX series tower? What's the minimum thickness you think would be safe for that?
Personally, I wouldn't go under a half inch. I guess you could get away with 3/8. That'd be 3/8 would be okay, but nothing less than 3/8, and I definitely wouldn't go to a quarter.
Yeah, okay. Can Dwayne do all the cutting that's necessary, or if I were to buy a new piece somewhere, if I had to, they charge a little more to cut the ears and all that stuff. Can Dwayne do all of that?
Positively.
Might slip over there today at lunch. They had some 3/8 at least over there. I just need to make sure it's... your biggest piece is, I wrote it down. I think it's 32 inches. It's not 36, so I think they had some that big over there.
In width, but I know it's longer than that.
No, it's 30 by 32, something like that.
Measure the one that was in the concrete?
That one is 30 by 36. I stand corrected. And the top one's 30 by 31.
There you go. Just enough to get those ears on the end of it. Right. So anyhow, that thing holds up real solid. You know, I haven't heard Russell, K2RCL, on there in a while. I wonder where Russell's been.
But I heard him a couple of days ago.
All the time.
A Matco dealer, or is he sell something else?
Is Matco, man.
Well, from a distance, what I judged to be a brand new Matco truck in Greer the other day, and I tell you, that is a big truck. Look at that truck and the tools in it. Wonder what he's pulling.
I don't think he's pulling anything. Are you talking about the total weight of the vehicle with all the tools?
Yeah.
Probably in a neighborhood of about... I don't think he has to have a CDL to drive that vehicle. But it's, you know, I'm not sure. But I'm sure Patrick is upset with me this morning. I did not get done with this thing and get all situated with everything until 7:30 last night, and I realized I got all up in this and forgot about the Greer Club meeting last night, and I had told him that I'd take him to, you know, I'd pick him up and we'd go get something to eat and then go to the meeting, because I thought I'd be done in time. But man, oh man, oh man, I tell you what, it got to be an ordeal there. So, anyhow, I got him on the phone, and I apologized to him. Did you go to the meeting?
No, and I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I've enjoyed those meetings for many, many, many years, but a guy's been after me for 5 years to go to Bible Study Fellowship. It meets every Monday night, and I've been 4 times, and it is really good. And I'm afraid my club days are going to be once a month to less than that.
It only meets once a month.
I don't know that I'm going to miss one a month of these. But we'll see. We'll see. I always enjoyed the club meetings. The email they sent out said there was going to be a program. I wonder what they talked about last night.
Yeah. Like you saw while you were here, I was all up in this stupid lift. Anyhow, I hope they had a good meeting. I hope they had a good presentation. I know they probably talked about Sedco a little bit, you know, touched on that, but I don't know what the presentation was. So, all right, well, listen, I have arrived at the hacienda, and I will let you go, let you head on into your work, and I will talk to you again soon, my friend. 73 is K and 4 VWA. I'll be clear after you final, Phil. And I'll talk to you again soon.
I sent you a text Sunday, I believe it was, and never heard from you on the walnut wood to burn. And I texted a lot of people. Co-workers like crazy, and friends and everybody else. And the only people that were takers were Dave Anderson and Bob. So that's who's going to get it to burn.
Well, there you go. Let them have at it. All right. Well, good deal, bud. I'll talk to you soon. K4 VWA, clear.
W4, never give up.
84 FDI, W4 FCM. 84 FCM.